Okay, this is the second part of my story about how you were supposed to work during summer while we were in Soviet Union. This is about Stroytrade. It's kind of construction companies. And this is not, this I'm trying to do in English because I want to make sure that next generation will be able to kind of listen it and get the original and not the transcript. This story is not so much about like Soviet Union, but about how we lived when we were young. The idea is the following, that if you are a student, like engineering or any student in Soviet Union, first to summer you're supposed to work on some kind of for the state effectively. However, this time it's not free work. This time it's people pay you, or government pays you for the work, and actually it's sometimes they pay really well. There, I must say that the whole system was set pretty well. The problem was the following, that in Soviet Union there was not enough people to make all the projects that are needed, like small project. So what they decided to kind of create this like Peace Corps. Think about it like Peace Corps, which is not voluntary, but you have to be participate, right? And students would get into teams, like about 30 people, 40 people a team, and go to different places to build, to make small construction projects. For example, to build a school, a couple school, to build a farm, to build several houses in the areas where normally there's not enough construction work, because whole economy in Soviet Union was extremely inefficient, right? And it was well organized, and government like pays for and arrange to deliver you there. You are paid pretty good money actually, which are tax free. So for students it was very good money. But the most important, you would go to the places they would normally never go, right? So what happened, that first 2 years you have to do something, right? And first 2 summers. And usually the first summer you have to go somewhere local, which is not very interesting and don't make much money. But if you kind of performed well, the next summer you can go to some far country, God forgotten country, where you paid really well, and it's kind of interesting. And the competition was very fierce. So to get to the second year, second level, it was not easy, right? So I, in the first year, we were going to go to near St. Petersburg. It's maybe about 140 kilometers north from St. Petersburg, which is maybe 80 miles. By today's standards, American standards, is nothing. Even by Russian standards today, so it's not much, because they have much better road. But then it was like really far. It's really hard to get. It's a beautiful, so what happened, I was like at least very kind of popular in university. So I was like big boss. And what I decided, normally what happened, that every university, every department creates its own team. And what I was trying to do, I tried to get all our friends from Tritsata Shkola to come, and they were in different universities, to get in the same place. And it took me a while. I mean, it wasn't easy, but I kind of arranged it. So effectively we had like Tritsata Shkola Stroitelnyi Otryad, and we went to an area near St. Petersburg. It's an absolutely beautiful area. We were building, I don't remember exactly what we were building. I think we were building some kind of farm and some school maybe. But what is interesting, before you do this, we decided to get like profession. I mean, because we were mathematicians, right? We didn't know how to build. So what we were doing and what I was doing during the year, during the academic year, for several months, I would go, I mean, in government arrange it, I was taking classes as a bricklayer. So like, I think two times a week, maybe 8 hours a week, I would go to an actual construction site and I would learn how to become a bricklayer. And the people who were teaching me, who were showing me how to do, they knew that I'm not going to be a bricklayer. So they were not like very excited to teach me, but because I was working on a real project, I had to build the real building, they had to like correct me and show me how to do it. So I spent some, I mean, especially it was during, so it was at evening, at night, usually after university hours. And it was at winter, so it was very cold, but I kind of learned how to become a bricklayer. And I passed the exam and got a certificate that I was a certified bricklayer. So when we went to this first time, I was a bricklayer, but also at the time I was like, there are actually two kind of major person in this stratria. That's a commandeer and commissar. Commandeer is responsible for all the financial part. And this team is actually financially independent. In order to eat, we had to actually make money. And we were making projects and they would pay us and that's what's our money. We didn't make much money, so we didn't eat very well, but it was a lot of fun. We had all our 30 школа and I mean, we had a lot of fun. What is interesting point that it was like, as I said, about 80 miles from St. Petersburg. But normally you cannot get there, right? And we didn't, it was a pretty like area where remote areas. And in those times, of course, we didn't have cell phone. In fact, they didn't even have one. And one day, actually, parents of many people, many guys that we were, they came, we had like a parent day, one parent day, like somewhere in end of July, in August. And that's when I learned that actually Tanya was born, because I didn't know that. I mean, I knew that my mother was pregnant, but I didn't know when she was actually born. So that's how I learned that Tanya was born. Anyway, we had all the fun and we didn't make much money, but it was interesting. But the next summer after my second year in college, because we kind of proved ourselves, we went to Kazakhstan and it was absolutely extremely interesting trip. This time I decided not to be a commissar because in the first time I was a commissar. Commandeer was responsible for financial part and commissar was responsible for everything else. And I was commissar, but at the same time I was a bricklayer. But second, I didn't want to, but I, because I passed all my final exams like several weeks before the final time that you're supposed to, I had like 2 weeks or so more free than other people. So I went there to prepare an area for the team. But anyway, it was, it's probably worse. Like there was a lot of very interesting stories that happened there. I'm still very happy that I went there, because we were in the middle of the desert with camels. People lived in yurts. It's like tents, like with camels, and it was very, very interesting. Following my theme, I suppose, when we came there, the first thing that happened, they gave us vaccination against bubonic plague, because it came out that there is a bubonic plague in the area. So the first time I had the cholera, and the second time I had bubonic plague, but I'm still with you, so I mean, it worked fine. This time, actually, it wasn't so easy for me, because after the vaccination, I got really sick, and I was sleeping for like 30 hours, and after that, I was fine. I mean, that's why I think that sleeping is the best medicine. There I was building house. We were building house. We were building a couple of houses. We're building a school. There was camels, Kazakhs, who live in the desert. We worked for like 2 months, more than 2 months. After about, I don't know, 3 weeks, all our girls get absolutely sick and had to be shipped back to like European part. And only mostly, maybe a couple, some girls left. Some girls stay with us because they were not sick, but it was really tough, but it was just very, very interesting and one of the most interesting time in my life. So basically when you are 20, everything is interesting, and maybe I'll make another recording just telling us all the stories that happened to me then, which was very, very interesting. That's it.